The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. We're back, kind of. Today's the December 7th, and, of course, the anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But it's 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Is it sick? Or is that? No, we're past that.
I'm not sick.
No. I mean, is sick still one of those words we can use to say it's cool?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can do that. Maybe not so much in the flu season.
No.
Things might get a little confusing.
Yes, that's true. Hey, you got the weather?
I do have the weather. So today we have a high of 52, frost and sunny. Tonight we have a slight chance of rain, a low of 37. Thursday, tomorrow, a high of 46 with rain. We're going to be in the mid to high 40s throughout the rest of the week. And we're going to see rain from tonight all the way through Sunday.
Well, better get out there and put the old cover on the horse. Yep. Okay. Hey, the weather reports are always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Really good people out there. The Kenny family. You can give them a call at 365-3793. I want to apologize for yesterday being screwed up. It appears that all of us, or the vast majority of us, who went to the National Finals Rodeo from the Reading Rodeo Association have all come down with the same thing that Linda and I have, and that's what Linda's got today. She lost her voice about halfway through yesterday, and it was like listening to a little frog talk to you. But it appears that so many of us got it, that our regular meeting that we have with the Reading Rodeo Association, which is supposed to be this Thursday, tomorrow, has been postponed to next week because of whatever it was, everybody's got it. So yesterday it was going to be I told them to play last Friday's show, which was, I thought, a pretty good show. It was from the NFR and talking to some of the heads of their of the National or the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, and somehow the computer ate the show after it was loaded in. So, well, we're going to take a look at that and see how we can better fix that. It happens rarely, and if it happened all the time, you could fix it. It's one of those things like, you know, okay, it does this, so you fix it. But if it happens once every 100 times, then it's a lot harder to fix. So we've got two guys in here today working on that. Anyway, so my apologies for yesterday and for being sick and actually missing a day of work. I tried never to do that. Yes. But to let you know, though, I thoroughly enjoyed laying there in the supine position all day while Linda poured liquid down my throat and different forms of medicine. So I think I'm back. Anyway, okay. A lot of things happening. Here's some things. Starting today, the Reading Police Department will join us at 8 o'clock. So between now and 8, it's pretty much an open line Wednesday. So get ready. The Senate, Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock, won Georgia's Senate runoff, beating Herschel Walker. Of course, Donald Trump thoroughly endorsed Herschel Walker, but so did the governor of Georgia too. Anyway, it was a 50. It was like 50.8, 49.2. So it wasn't like it was a slaughter. It wasn't like a 60% advantage or 20% advantage. It was like one. Anyway, what's this mean? It means that the Democrats now have a 51-49 majority over the Republicans in the Senate. What's that mean? That means they get to name all of the committee heads. And the committee heads are the ones that make the decisions what gets into the Senate, into the chambers to be voted on. And they'll allow them to process legislation and nominations much faster. They're going to have stronger power to issue subpoenas and would have an easier time filling a Supreme Court vacancy because why? It's 50 plus one. That's why. Without having to call in the vice president and bring her in. And then have to tell her everything that's going on and then have to retell her. So, and here's what I can't figure out. You know, and I'm just ignorant. I realize that. With inflation, everything that's going on, and, you know, you're paying more. There's just not things on the shelves in the grocery stores. You've got millions of people coming across the border. You've got taxes going up. You've got, everything that's going on. And yet, the Republicans are too stupid or unable to get out of their own way to sweep back with 40 or 50 seats into the House of Representatives and be able to at least hold the, to make it 51-49 in the Senate for the Republicans. They couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. Two Trump organizations were found guilty Tuesday of multiple charges of criminal tax fraud and falsifying business records. A Manhattan jury specifically found the Trump Corporation and Trump Payroll Corporation guilty on all charges they face connected to a 15-year scheme to defraud tax authorities by failing to report and pay taxes on compensation for top executives. Former President Donald Trump and his family were not charged in this, and this is important. It was a Trump organization, but he was not directly tied to it. And we're not charged in the case, but Trump was mentioned repeatedly during the trial by prosecutors, referencing his connection to the benefits doled out to certain executives. The Trump organization could face, okay, now here's what it is. Nobody's going to go to jail, and they're going to get a $1.61 million in fines, which is, insignificant in that. But it's something else. The Trump organization is, on all fronts, is under attack, obviously. Have you filled your car up with gas lately?
I spent $53 yesterday. It was amazing.
Do you go on Facebook very much?
I do, actually.
Did you see my Facebook posting of $2.38?
I didn't, but that sounds amazing.
$2.38 or $2.83.
That's so good.
In New Mexico, in Albuquerque. And that wasn't even the lowest one.
Really?
Yeah, there was another one I saw down the street after I filled up. $2.83. Let's just say $2.80.
Yeah, that's great.
I think it was less, and there was less in New Mexico. Now, you have to live in New Mexico to get it, but New Mexico's a kind of cool place. But $2.83. And here in town, I think the lowest one is
$3.65. Don't quote me. I'm going to look.
$3.65?
I want to say it's $3.65.
$3.65. Anyway, the gas prices have been starting to decrease. And
$3.54.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. So, we're saying it's good because we're forgetting when it used to be two and one. So anyway, the it's been dropping, have tumbled to the lowest level of the year. Besides the worries about the healthy economy amid concerns about new restrictions imposed on Russian energy. The European Union has banned certain oil imports from Russia, while the West has placed a $60 cap on Russian oil. Anyway, according to AAA, gas prices have dropped 14 cents in the past week and 42 cents in a month. So, but it's still, yep. At least it's not the $6
kind. Oh, yeah.
How do truckers, though? I mean, you get up there and you get gas, and truckers are still paying a dollar to a dollar and a half more for diesel.
I know.
It's incredible. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. It's Redding's dish premier local retailer. What can I say? Doug Tooley has done a great job, and he's been doing a great job for over 30 years here in town. Don't call that 800 number. Call 530-241-3474 for somebody that cares about you, cares about your family, cares to make sure that you have the best deals. And he has just dozens of deals, too many to even start to talk about here on the radio. But it's B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call the local guy. It's a veteran-known business. 530-241-3474. B&T Satellite. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Wind River Resort and Casino is thankful for all our guests and would like you to come down and play our Thankful Tuesday $68,000 Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe daily to win free slot play and prizes. Earn four times the entries on Sundays and Mondays. Weekly drawings Tuesdays in October and November from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Drawings every half hour. Winners will pick three game pieces off the game board for free slot play. And the highest winner every half hour will win $1,000 cash. All the details are at windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Santa knows the best place to Christmas shop for the special man in your life is Delta Hawk Sportsman Gun and Pond. For the best deals on guns and ammunition, Camp Jeep pellet grills, smokers and burners, for hunters, fishermen, and trail riding enthusiasts, the Quiet Cat electric mountain bike is the best. Delta Hawk Sportsman Gun and Pond Shop has the top selection, best pricing, and expert knowledge, and their firearm, ammunition, and magazine selection is second to none. This holiday, shop the firearm experts, Delta Hawk Sportsman Gun and Pond, 421 East Cypress Avenue, 530-244-9227, or online at deltahawksportsman.com. Open 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday, financing available.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Payton Borough, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's got a little croaky voice this morning, as I mentioned earlier when we first came on, was seems like many of us who went down to the national finals came back with this flu-like symptoms. And enough so it's affected a number of us, especially yesterday for me. But I'm back today. And today is December 7th, 7:20 in the morning, about 32 degrees out there. Woo. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community Bank, which is truly what it is, run by a local board of directors. Matt Mosley is the guy that heads up all the bank branches, and he's a local guy. And Cornerstone Community Bank is professional, and it's committed to providing the highest level of personal service. They've been open 15 years, and they have been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Okay, today, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. On December 7th, 1941, the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. 2,403 people were killed that day. It's hard to imagine, especially for many, many of younger people who are removed from this by many generations, that what effect it had on the world. It totally rebuilt the world. It destroyed much of the world, but it then totally rebuilt it. The attack that morning literally came out of nowhere. And you can say, oh, there's reasons. Yeah, there's always reasons for it. But it literally caught the Americans by surprise. The Japanese had sent a peace delegation over to Washington, D.C., and at the end of the peace delegation, you know, when they came, you know, at the they kind of walked out at the end. The next morning, the attack happened. Now the Japanese were being told what to do via secret coding and all this, and perhaps they didn't even know it was going to happen. But wave after wave of attacks from aircraft carriers came in and destroyed our battleships, planes, airfields, killed, like I said, over 2,700 people. Or, I'm sorry, over 2,400 people. And, of course, the Arizona is still a monument to this in Pearl Harbor. And you can go out and visit it and visit the remains of it that sank with most of its crew that day. So what happened from there, of course, is, and again, the further and further you get away from it, the younger and younger you are, is that it launched the United States into World War II. The British and the French and other countries were already fighting the Germans. The Chinese were fighting the Japanese. And we had been sending stuff over to Britain, land lease programs and that. But then we were launched into the war. We were in woefully inadequate situation right then, and the size of our armies and Air Force and all that. But then the United States became what it is, an economic power. And building, you know, literally having a ship a week roll off out of the shipyards. Thousands of planes, millions of rifles, hundreds of millions of rounds of ammunition and artillery and all this, and American troops to fight. And at the end of World War II, where the Allies were successful in defeating the Japanese and the Germans and the Italians, we then rebuilt Japan and Germany and changed their way of life. Of course, at the same time, the Russians instilled their portions of the world that they wanted, and the world changed, totally changed. And out of the World War II, though, came the GI Bills, where veterans could build homes under the VA, getting VA loans, go to college and all this, and rebuilt all of rebuilt the economy, rebuilt the education system, all of this. President Eisenhower came in and built the the interstates, north and south, east and west. All these things happened from that. But today, on December 7th, the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. And at 9:55 today in front of the county courthouse, there's going to be a memorial service there. At the Pearl Harbor Memorial that's right in front of the county courthouse, right down there on Court Street. And you can head down there. We used to have all the Pearl Harbor survivors would be there, but now they've all passed. So if you get a chance, go on down there. The families of the Pearl Harbor survivors are going to be there. So that's today at 9:55. All right. What else are we looking at for today? Kirstie Alley. Do you remember who she is, Lim? No. Okay. Did you ever watch Cheers? Star Trek? Okay. She was a pretty well-known actress. She's done other things too, also. But, she has just passed and at age 71 from colon cancer. Now, colon cancer is one of those three cancers, if found early, can be treated and cured, literally cured. But you have to be tested for it. You have to be tested with a colonoscopy. Now, I'm not saying she didn't, and that for somehow that, you know, maybe she had a strange kind or something like this. But colon cancer, if you, to hear somebody dies from it, And she's not the only one that I've read about in the last year. You know, some pretty, you know, I don't know, rock stars or whatever have died from this. And the thing about it is if you have a regular colonoscopy after age 50, you can prevent this from going any further. So, but she was in Cheers. It was a TV show that was back, gosh, I want to say in the 80s. That was extremely popular, about a bar and this group of people in the bar. It's kind of like, did you ever watch Friends?
I have seen Friends, and I'm actually not a fan.
Okay, but it was kind of like
But Friends. I know what Friends is.
Yeah, okay, it's kind of like Friends, but it was in a bar.
Okay.
Okay? And Woody Harrelson was in it, and all these, you know, different people got their starts. Anyway. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages. So this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Horst fixes windshields better than anybody else around. That's right. He's been in the business, well over 20 years. If there's anything about fixing a windshield that Jeff doesn't know, it's because it's not there. That's right. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff Horst can fix it, and he fixes it so you can't see it. Yes, that's true. He doesn't take a chance with your safety. Totally a professional. For a free windshield inspection and analysis, head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Like I said, a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft.
Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's under the weather today, as most of us are. Went down to the National Finals Rodeo, which is still going on right now. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. They're having a big sale this month. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. You can find all kinds of jewelry there, estate jewelry, estate, you know, from, like estate sales and all that. Native American, turquoise, beautiful, pawn, old pawn, specially designed pieces of jewelry, and, of course, just your regular jewelry that they have there. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry, and like I said, they're having a big sale this month. It's their anniversary sale they have every year. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, what else is going on? Do you remember when Ann Hesh, the actress, drove her car into that house and it exploded and burnt and she died a few months ago? Everybody said she had to be on something. Well, there was drugs in her system, yet they're saying is that she was unimpaired. And they're not sure when, you know, like some of the drugs in her system could have been introduced to her in the hospital. So they're saying is that doesn't seem to be a factor in that wreck, which is really kind of strange, where she would smash into a house going that kind of speed. The new Armed Forces, the annual defense bill has had the COVID-19 vaccine mandate dropped from the annual defense bill despite Joe Biden's opposition. The new language of the bill without the vaccine mandate has to be adopted by the full House and Senate, become law. And House Minority Leader McCarthy has maintained that the National Defense Authorization Act would not move forward until the vaccine mandate included, with the vaccine mandate included. And then he said it had been removed. So the end of President Biden's military COVID vaccine mandate is a victory for our military and for common sense. Last week, I told the president directly, it's time to end the COVID vaccine mandate and rehire service members. Now, thousands of service members were dropped from the service for refusing to take the vaccine. And yet, in fact, I know one personally. A young man had gone through nuke school, which is a very intense school, be able to work on the submarines or carriers with nuclear generators in there, and felt like he did not want to take the vaccine. He'd already had COVID, in fact. And so he was kind of put in limbo for several months, and then they discharged him. So it would be interesting to see what happens if those people will be offered a chance to come back into the service, into the service like that. I'm going to go back to the Las Vegas again for a few minutes. And I wanted to talk about it with Melinda was here because she has, much more of an eye for this kind of stuff. But they have something there called, And we've never been to the National Finals Rodeo before. And it is an extraordinary event where, as I kind of compared it to Sturgis, where everybody comes in and rides their motorcycles, and they're all bikers for a week. It's kind of like this. You know, all the rodeo associations, everybody that's associated with rodeo shows up for a week, 10 days, wearing their cowboy hats, and everybody's a cowboy for 10 days. Now, I'm not a cowboy. I would be proud to be able to call myself a cowboy. You try to live, a certain way of life and all this, but I don't get up at 4 in the morning or 3 in the morning and go out and round up cattle or dig, make sure that the water areas have water in them and you have to break the ice out of them. I don't have to catch calves before they hit the ground because they'll freeze to the ground. I don't have to do that. And, I really admire those who are out there and living that lifestyle, families, and they're getting smaller and smaller every year, it appears. But everybody shows up wearing their hats and their boots. They have something there called the Cowboy Christmas, and it starts on the 1st. It's in the Las Vegas Convention Center. It's 400,000 square feet of shopping. Everything you can imagine that has to do with, the Western way of life. Furniture. Clothes, everything for a horse, all types of tack, saddles, blankets, different types of blankets with gel in them and others that, that range from $456 for a blanket, down to $40 for a blanket. The saddles, all of them looked like they were running around $3,000 to $4,000 a piece. The clothing, hats that were, handmade hats, $400,000, $500,000, $800,000, $2,000 for that. The outdoor stuff they have, Polaris was big there. With the 4x4s so they can, go out there and work on ranches and et cetera. They had an arena in there where they could, I didn't get to see that part. I kind of saw it from a distance, but I understand that there were kids riding steers in there and all types of stuff. And this was on the second floor of the Las Vegas Convention Center. It is anything that you can imagine. Wrangler was there big. Ariat was there, big. Cinch was there, big. Every organization that had anything to do with the cowboy way of life, ropes, gloves, chaps, chinks, everything. It's hard to imagine when you see this. And it was just row after row after row. And this was just at the convention center. And several of the hotels had a mini cowboy Christmas. At South Point, where we were at, had a mini cowboy Christmas. Same layout, same kind of stuff. And I thought I was safe after I got out of the Las Vegas Convention Center, but I wasn't. No. There was still that one in South Point that I had to maneuver through with Linda. And, of course, she found that hat that she had to have. And once it was on her head, she didn't take it off again, except to go to sleep. So I didn't see her wearing it yesterday, however. So this is just some of the things that go on. Also, the people participating in the National Finals Rodeo, the cowboys and the cowgirls, I guess you could call them, they win an event. They win $29,817 for winning an event. Second place is $22,000, and a lot of times they'll split. If nobody rides a bull, except, you know, if you got two guys that ride a bull, they split all the money. So it's a lot of money changes hands in Las Vegas. At the same time, right after this, they also have right before it, they have the women's breakaway roping finals, and that pays well over $1 million. And the which is not an event officially yet at the National Finals Rodeo. And what that is breakaway is it's a calf comes out, the woman ropes the calf. When the rope hits the end, you know, when the calf's roped, and when the rope straightens out, it pops off the saddle horn. So these things can, you know, you'll see winning times of like 2 seconds. So it's quick if they can get the rope around the calf. So anyway, if you've never been to the National Finals Rodeo, it's kind of like never been to Sturgis. Yeah, you know, even if you don't ride a motorcycle, you don't have to go. I wouldn't go there during the week of Sturgis. I'd probably go a week ahead of time when there's not as many people coming through just to see what that looks like. And the National Finals, if you do nothing else but get a room for a few days at the South Point Hotel where all of this happens, except the rodeo itself, which is in the Thomas Mack Arena, if you can get tickets to that, it's worth it just to see how it looks. It's like the red carpet. It's giving, you know, when people get their numbers, that's a huge event. When they get their buckles, their go-around buckles after each event, hundreds and hundreds of people show up for this thing just to watch that. Anyway, National Finals Rodeo. All right. We're going to take a break, and this portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy's been doing this since 1993, helping people, helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners, and giving them the best advice. We have insurance with Judy Maxwell because it's the best choice for us. If you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401k, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation on anything that has to do with your insurance or all that. She'll do a review of it and see if this works for you. Give her a call, 530-221-0441, or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I've been living to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time of rock and roll. Don't try to take
Casey and our Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico. Rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bond. This portion of the show brought to you by the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Become a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. It was founded in 1910. It's an association of businesses organized to improve the business climate and contribute to the economic health of its membership in the Greater Reading area. It's located at 1321 Butte Street, Suite 100 in downtown Reading. And if you want to join, and it's a good idea to join the Chamber of Commerce, give them a call at 530-225-4433. I want to remind everybody that the holiday Wreaths for Heroes is going to be Saturday, December 17th. That will be the following Saturday. And it's going to be up at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. And they are always looking for volunteers to come up there and help put them out. And so it's going to happen at noon on Saturday, December 17th, at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo, Holiday Wreaths for Heroes. Did you get involved in the holiday parade, Liam?
Yeah, we were announcers.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it was fun.
So tell me about it. Was it how big was it?
There was a really good turnout. I wasn't quite sure if we were going to have a good turnout just because it was a little rainy.
Uh-huh.
Even 30 minutes before, there was, like, no one there. But, like, the 15 minutes before the parade started, Mark hit, and then everyone was there. There were so many people. So.
And what was your favorite float?
I like the bands.
You like the what?
The bands, like the high school marching bands.
Oh, the bands.
Yeah. I mean, because I did it in high school, but also, like, I just like music. So I always enjoy the bands.
So they, how many bands did they have?
I want to say there were five. There was, like, Foothill. I know Enterprise was there. And then there were, like, three middle school bands as well. I can't quite remember which ones were the middle school ones, but.
Yeah, that is fun to watch them.
No, it's so cool.
Was the Buckeye Cuties in this?
They were in this.
And they were. Well, they're in all the parades.
Yeah, they're in all of them.
Yeah, you know what? I can't help but think that ever since we've been involved in, you know, like the parades as announcers, the Reading Rodeo Parade, the Big Asphalt Cowboy Rodeo Parade, Veterans Day Parade out in the city of Shasta Lake, and then the Christmas parades, the Buckeye Cuties are there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always that one that's like four.
Oh, yeah.
Three
way
or
in
four.
The back.
Way in the back, the smallest mm-hmm. ones. Sometimes they are just happy and marching, and other times this is not what their idea of a good time is.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they're crying, and they're still staying in line, but they mm-hmm. are not happy.
No.
No, so they're kind of being... urged along by parents and all this. I don't know. I think, what is that? Child abuse? Child abuse at the local level?
Sure.
No, I'm sure it's not.
It's character development.
Reading made it as one of the top places to go to for, Christmas.
Really?
Yeah, with our Garden of Lights and the fact that we're a very festive city. Well, especially for the Garden of Lights. I don't know about the festive city. Have you decorated yet?
I don't think so. No.
You don't think so? I mean, it's either a kind
it's,
of...
No, I haven't decorated.
Okay,
yet.
You haven't decorated. Okay. Have we decorated? Yes. Of course we have. Karen came into our house while we were gone, and the little Santa's elf went berserko. And not berserko. No, she kind of held it down. She got in there, and then Linda's done some more, so it's kind of like I think we're ready for Christmas, I think. There's a number of things it says to do, by the way, in the North State before it's 2023. Okay. And here's just a few of them. One, of course, is to go to the Garden of Lights. If you have not gone to the Garden of Lights, you need to go. It is just wonderful. It's the best one yet. The way they've done it, it even seems like they've widened the pass. More places to sit, more places to warm up. It's totally a magical experience. And if you have kids, they will truly, truly enjoy themselves. Shasta College, of course, had their big, Christmas tree sale, and seeing pictures all over the internet from that. And the, Enterprise High School students, are having their winter concerts, the Cascade Christmas Variety Show goes from December 1st to December 4th, so we've missed that. Well, how did I miss that? Oh, we were out of town. Gosh, a lot of these things are happening or have happened, but the Axiom Repertoire Theater performs A Christmas Story from December 9th to December 23rd at the theater on Bocelli Lane. And you know what the Christmas story is? It's about the little boy, Ralphie Parker, who wants nothing more than a Red Ryder BB gun.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Everybody tells him, you're going to shoot your eye out. Ralphie doesn't. He tries. But that's going to go on till December 23rd. And you can get your tickets at axreptheater.com. Or give them a call at 605-0500. On December 12th, you've got North State actor Tim Holt portrays folk music artist Pete Seeger at a one-man show from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Reading Library on Parkview Avenue. He tells Seeger's life story and sings some of his folk artist songs. And admission is free. So, that's still going. Tickets are on sale for the December family-friendly shows at the Schrader Planetarium. They're going to have a special holiday double feature, A Christmas Star, An Oasis in Space, is from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on December 9th. So you can, tickets cost $10. For more information, email planetarium at Shasta County, or Shasta, COE dot org, or give them a call at 530-225-0243. Okay. What's your plans? What are your plans here for Christmas?
Just going to spend time with my family, honestly. I mean...
You going anywhere?
Nope. Yeah. I went out of town for Thanksgiving, so I got that all over with.
Well, we've had two trips this year, which is usually one trip more than we ever take. And yeah, I think staying around close, yeah. rest of the holidays and New Year's and all that is called for
this time. It's just been a busy, it's been a crazy year, at least for everyone in my circle and myself included. So,
do y'all have any concerts?
We've been talking about doing one in February or March, but we haven't really broke ground on it. It's just conversation right now. We're all in like transition period, so that's not really a priority for any of us.
Right now you're just trying to survive the rest of this year.
Honestly, yeah.
I think that's probably a good thing to do. This has been a harsh year.
It really has.
I kind of like my New Year's resolution in 2021 was never to mention 2020 again.
But now it's not to mention 2022.
And now, I'm thinking 2020 maybe wasn't that bad. And then mm-hmm. 2022, maybe with all the elections finished, local elections, things can kind of get back to normal. And then we can gear up for 2024 because it's going to be a wild.
Ugh.
It's going to be wild. I can't even begin to think what's going to happen. How much, animosity is going to be out there at the national level. Around here, I think the only thing we're running for is maybe another supervisor seat or two mm-hmm. and then a city council.
Well, aren't the sheriff and the DA going to have...
No, I think they got two more years. I think they're safe to a six.
Oh, I thought 20. They were trying to move them so that their voting was during the national voting. I think I heard that.
Oh, to 2024.
Maybe. I might be wrong.
No, that's just 2 years. I've got to check that. In fact, no, that's a good thing to check on because I thought they got an extended 2 years, which would take them to 2028
mm-hmm.
because they just got elected last year. So they would have been 2026.
Yeah.
But maybe they pushed it out to 2028 for them.
Mm.
Okay. All right. Hey, we'll have the Reading Police Department with us when we come back from our break. One of the things I'm sure we're going to talk about is how to protect your stuff during this time of the year. And protecting stuff, I just saw where Walmart said they may have to start closing down stores if they can't get this shoplifting under control, that they're losing millions and millions of hundreds of millions of dollars worth of stuff. And, part of it is rules like we have in California. If it's $900 or less, cops aren't even going to do anything except give you a citation. And some places there's so much crime that shoplifting doesn't even fall into the first, 15 phone calls to their officers. But it's gotten to this. And then you just see where New York just voted to do away with cash bail. And we know how that works. Doing away with cash bail, all these different things that are being done to make it just tougher and tougher on businesses and the police and district attorneys in certain areas. But we'll be talking a little bit about this when we come back from the news. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Lest we forget, this is Pearl Harbor Day, the Japanese attack 81 years ago. And today, those who perished are being remembered in a solemn ceremony at Pearl Harbor.
About 2,400 servicemen were killed in the Pearl Harbor bombing, nearly half on the USS Arizona alone. Survivor Lou Conter, who is 101 years old, recently told the AP he's not a hero.
Not us. We're not heroes. They call us heroes, but we're not. It's the ones that 2,403 men that died are the heroes, and we've got to honor them ahead of everybody else.
His doctor told him not to travel to Pearl Harbor, so Conter says he'll watch the ceremony on TV. The bombing by the Japanese launched the U.S. into World War II. I'm Julie Walker.
Republican candidate Herschel Walker has narrowly lost to Democrat incumbent Raphael Warnock in a U.S. Senate runoff in Georgia.
Walker acknowledged to supporters in a concession speech Tuesday night that, quote, the numbers look like they're not going to add up. The victory by Warnock, the state's first black senator, ensures Democrats an outright majority in the chamber for the rest of President Biden's term. It also means the party won't have to negotiate a power-sharing deal with Republicans, and Vice President Kamala Harris won't be called on as often to break tie votes. The midterm still resulted in a divided government, with Republicans recapturing a majority in the U.S. House. Biden reported.
In a victory for Republicans, a compromise defense authorization bill that would end the Pentagon's COVID vaccine mandate for the military, expected to come up for a vote in the House this week. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 162 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 7, and the S&P trading 15 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. As you know, the culmination of my life's work has been writing my Rational Bible Commentary series. I have done Genesis, Exodus, and the just-released Deuteronomy. They are all called the Rational Bible because my approach is entirely reason-based. My motto is, if it doesn't make sense, I don't accept it. If you look up the 5,000 reviews on my Rational Bible volumes, you will see how many lives I have changed. Whether you are a Jew, a Christian, an atheist, or a member of some other religion, it doesn't matter. This speaks to your mind and your heart in explaining the most important books ever written, the Rational Bible. The latest is Deuteronomy, the most quoted book of the nation's founders. So if you're looking for the perfect holiday gift, even for someone with no faith, in fact especially, I recommend giving them my Rational Bibles. Go to PragerStore.com. You can buy them individually or as a complete set. All Rational Bibles sold in the Prager Store are autographed by me. Go to PragerStore.com. That's PragerStore.com, or click the banner on my website.
Albania's prime minister says countries of the Western Balkans have made tremendous progress toward membership in the EU.
Edi Rama declared that he'd never given up faith in the European Union, but Albania's prime minister has certainly changed his tune since June at the previous EU Western Balkans summit. Back then, he said it was a disgrace that Brussels was dragging its feet over membership for the six countries of the Western Balkans. This time round, Mr. Rama played the ebullient host, and he credited the war in Ukraine for heightening concerns about the influence of Russia and China in the Balkans and shifting the EU's stance towards expansion. In a joint declaration, the bloc's leaders called for the acceleration of the accession process.
The BBC's Guy Delaney. Police in Indonesia say a Muslim terrorist released from prison last year blew himself up at a police station on the main island of Java, killing an officer and wounding 11 other people. News and analysis, townhall.com. San Francisco police cannot employ lethal robots, at least for now.
San Francisco supervisors have voted to put the brakes on a controversial policy to let police use robots for deadly force. But supervisors sent the issue back to a policy committee for further discussion. It's a reversal from last week's vote to let the police use robots for deadly force, such as by strapping explosives on them in limited cases. The vote generated some pushback from critics who said robots should not have that power. Police say they have no plans to arm the robots with guns. Instead, officials envisioned using robots to contact, incapacitate, or disorient subjects in situations where lives are at risk. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
China's imports and its exports shrank last month, facing pressure from a combination of weakening global demand and stringent antivirus controls at home. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Let me turn myself up a little bit here. Good morning. Hey, it's the 7th of December, December 7th, 8:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm with the weather. And,
yeah.
It's Wednesday.
Alrighty, so it's Wednesday the 7th. We have a high of 52 today, just clear and sunny skies. Starting tonight, we are going to be seeing rain, and that's going to follow us throughout the rest of the week. The temperature on average for the evenings is low 40s, high 30s, with the lowest of 37 and the highest being 41. And then we're going to be in the mid to high 40s throughout the week.
So it looks like rain the rest of the week, which is good.
That's nice. I'm excited. Yeah.
Unless you have to go out and work in it or drive
That's
around
true.
In it.
I have my umbrella in my car.
You have your umbrella in the car. Okay. Hey, weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a local company owned by the Kinney family. We've been doing this for several decades. All the propane comes out of one tank, so it comes down to customer service, and they just have outstanding customer service. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 530-365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. And I'm here with Lieutenant Levi Soliday.
Yeah,
got it.
That's it.
Yeah. Good morning, Levi.
Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Levi, let's tell people a little bit about you and what you're doing.
Yeah, you bet. My name's Levi. I've been at the Reading Police Department here going on 20 years. I'm a local born and raised in Cottonwood and started here at the Reading Police Department back in 2003. So currently my current assignment is in patrol. I'm one of the patrol watch commanders for all of the officers who work Monday through Thursday. Day shift, swing shift, and graveyard is my current assignment. But I bounced around through the police department at various assignments from neighborhood police unit to detectives to patrol and some other specialty assignments that I've held on the side as well. So,
well, there's so many different things you can do in the police department. So I imagine that you want to be going back and forth to different jobs in the police department so you just don't get kind of bored. But it, not that being a policeman can be boring, but I guess if you do the same thing year after year, you know, it's going to wear on you. But you have, seems like you've got a lot of new venues to spread out to.
Right. We have a lot of new opportunities that have come to the police department recently with we've standed up some new units with our bike team, our park ranger unit, our CIRT recently in the last year and a half or so.
Uh-huh.
That's been really successful. We have had the great opportunity to expand some of the areas in law enforcement and give officers opportunities to work in different areas, many more opportunities than when I started, when we only had really patrol, traffic, detectives, you know, kind of the main,
yeah,
the main basic ones. Now we're branching out a little bit more for more opportunities.
Okay, let's talk about your park rangers.
Sure.
Even though they're called park rangers, they're still dressed as police.
They are.
Reading police. They are Reading police.
They are Reading police officers.
And they're dressed in the Reading police uniform.
They are. The only difference with them is you'll see them driving a different vehicle. Right now they currently have a white pickup truck that clearly says park ranger on it.
Mm-hmm.
And our police badges are on the door. But they are Reading police officers inside of them.
And what is their mission?
Their mission is to basically enforce laws within the park, within all parks throughout the city. And you would be surprised how many parks we actually have. You know, we think of the big ones, Lake Redding Park or South City Park, Nur Pond area. But you think about all the neighborhood parks in all these residential areas throughout our city, and they focus on all of the issues that are occurring in the neighborhood parks as well, not just the big parks.
Is there any way to is there overnight camping in any of the parks allowed?
No, I do. There should be no overnight parking allowed in any of the city parks or camping.
Yeah,
yeah. No overnight camping that I'm aware of in any of the city parks.
Okay, so having the park rangers there helps to keep the parks. What's the word I'm looking for? Clean at night?
For sure. Yeah, specifically like with, for example, Nur Pond, the park that was just revitalized, if you will. We have our park rangers go down and we open up the gates in the morning and we clear the park in the evening, make sure there's nobody in there, and then we lock the gates in the evening. And that has been a really successful for us thus far.
It seems like the people down there, they're living in a much better they're in a much better place now than they were before this happened. Is it going to take putting fences around every park to do this?
You know, Carl, that's a great question. I don't know. I think it's going to be dependent on the situation. It's going to be dependent on the area, the park, the businesses and the people around specific parks that are having problems. And for us to collectively come up with an idea of what the best thing for that situation would be. And sometimes it is putting up gates and fences to keep certain people out, to help reduce crime. And we put a lot of resources in and manpower into, enforcing those, crimes that are occurring in parks, extra patrolling the parks, because we want them to be a safe place for members of the public to attend.
Do we have much crime on the trails? I remember one older lady, and this was years ago, who was assaulted. But it seems like either if it's happening, we don't hear about it or it's not reported on. But it doesn't seem like there's a lot of problems on the trail. Am I wrong?
Well, specifically like on the Sacramento River Trail.
Yeah. Along the river, you see people running and biking and all those.
I would say generally no. The river trail itself is a safe trail within our city. We do extra patrol it. We have our off-road motorcycles that frequently go through there. We have our bike officers that ride the river trail. We have our traffic officers that monitor it at times. And generally, I would say it's a low crime area on the river trail itself. The parking lots can be a little bit more susceptible to vandalism or thefts from vehicles that are parked there while people are running or jogging or enjoying the trails, with window smash burglaries and things of that nature. But being on the trail itself, I would say, is generally safe.
Okay. That's kind of what I thought, too, that there was I'm sure you remember, there was a period of time people were really afraid about it for some reason, and, you know, when things were going on. But it never – I knew a lot of people that did walk the trail or run the trail or bike the trail, and they never had a problem.
We've had some issues flare up with illegal encampments off of the river trail,
right?
And we've actively tried to remove those encampments as we get reports of those. But it does happen where we'll have homeless move into those areas off of the river trail because they feel like they're out of sight.
Mm-hmm.
But we will respond in and clean those up as needed.
Okay. I'm here with Lieutenant Levi Soliday. He is, of course, with the Reading Police Department, and he's with the Patrol Division.
That's it.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Saturday, December 10th, there will be a fundraising dinner for our local hometown hero, Preston Sharp. Come to the Anderson VSW at 4 p.m. Dinner by Dill's Deli. There will be games, guns, and live auction. Let's help Preston pay for flags and flowers that he used.
Financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are three chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen 2121. You can also visit on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in so many different areas, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, surgical safety, heart failure, stroke, and hip and knee replacements. Yeah, I mean, when you're really, really good, it's noticed, and it's noticed by these national organizations. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I'm with Lieutenant Levi Soliday from the Reading Police Department with patrol, and we were talking about the all the different aspects of new things, new openings, I shouldn't say openings, but new venues in the Reading Police Department, like the park rangers, the CERT teams, and all this. Now, one of the comments we got on in our chat room was things that are happening down at Cypress Square. And now, I've been gone for 10 days, and it's, you know, that's like a decade around here. And I had not heard about this, but I guess it was brought up last night at the city council.
Right.
What's going on down there?
Well, it sounds like there's the issues that are happening at the Cypress Square. Some of the business owners are frustrated, if you will, with the issues with the homelessness and the transients that are in and around that square now. And some of the complaints have been that you know, there's maybe a lot of thefts or an increase in crime in that Cypress Square. Mm-hmm. And I have some recent crime statistics that we just pulled this week on that that I could share with you.
Yeah.
Now, these are from January 1st, 2022 to December 6th, 2022. So you're looking at yearly, roughly 1 year of crime statistics there. And the highest statistic that we've had there reported has been disturbances. We've had 16 reported disturbances, and that could be anywhere from a person yelling on the street and somebody would call 911.
Sure.
Those types of things. The next highest would be a burglary alarm call, and there were also 16 burglary alarms that we responded to over the last year there. That doesn't mean they were actual burglaries. That would just means that they were alarm calls.
Yeah, we've managed to do that here by turning on our alarm and then leaving the door open. And so when the mailman walks in, the alarm goes off.
Correct.
But I'm not trying to downplay it, but I can understand. It doesn't mean every one of those was a burglary.
Right. And actually, in speaking of burglaries, we've actually only had 4 reported burglaries.
Okay.
Now, these are reported. I'm not speaking of non-reported crimes because we obviously don't know what those numbers are. But reported burglaries, we've only had 4 in that year period for that entire shopping center there.
Okay. Now, you said that there's also, you have more patrols going down there, though.
We do. We do a lot of what we call extra patrols, and that's where an officer working that area of town, if that's in his beat, he will drive through a parking complex or he'll go to a business center and he'll log an extra patrol over the radio or onto his computer in his police car. And when that happens, we log it as an extra patrol. And that extra patrol for the Cypress shopping center, Shiper Square Shopping Center, we logged 34 extra patrols over the last year. And that's the highest of all of the categories above all of the crimes. So our officers are paying attention to that, and we are fully aware of the frustrations and the complaints coming from those business owners. We've sent our neighborhood police officers down to the business centers. We've made contact with the business owners and the people who are leasing the property there to hear from them what their needs are, and we're doing everything we can to help them with those issues. So,
you know, this time of the year, people need to be aware, you know, with all the shopping that's going on, all of Christmas and everything. And it's the 7th of December, and so people are starting to go out and plan on having Christmas, going out and shopping. What do you tell people when they're out shopping?
Well, secure their vehicles and to keep their valuables out of sight. Those, I would say, are the top two things that I would tell people to do. Don't leave anything valuable in your car if you can't help it, and lock your doors. Because there's oftentimes we get reports of suspicious people in parking lots going around checking door handles, and our officers go and respond to those and look for those people. So people are out looking for crimes of opportunity, and if you leave valuables in your car or something visible, a nice pair of sunglasses on the dash or something like that, oftentimes somebody will smash your window and grab those things.
And they can smash your window in just like a second.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got...
They can smash and grab and be gone in literally a few seconds.
Don't leave your purse in the shopping cart.
Exactly. Yep.
Security. Gotta watch that.
Yep.
So you put, you know, if you're shopping, put your stuff in the trunk. Does that just make it harder?
Yeah, it makes it harder. It's out of sight. Maybe they won't see it. If they see it, then it's sometimes a lure for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have a pickup truck, it might be a little bit harder. Unless you have a Rottweiler in the back.
There you go.
Yep. There's one way of taking care of it. How about your home? What should you be looking at for your home?
So there's a lot of things people can do at their home, specific to, you know, home security systems. There's several, with the advances in technology, there's several camera systems that are fairly inexpensive, that are reasonable, that are easy to put up. They're wireless, that you can help monitor your home. There's Ring doorbell cameras, for example. There's, you know, you can get alarms set up on your home. You can tell your neighbors when you're going to be out of town for a while and have somebody watching your house or a house sitter or something along those lines. There's just a lot of general things like that that people should be aware of and do if they plan on leaving their home, especially for long periods of time.
Okay. And part of that, too, is maybe trimming the bushes around your house so people can see in.
For sure.
Yeah.
Trimming the bushes, installing lights. If you have a light on your back porch that's been burned out for the last 6 months, maybe think about changing it. Putting up some motion lights, you know, things like that. Dogs are a good deterrent. If you have a fenced-in yard and you can keep a dog in your yard, that's a good deterrent as well. So
the idea that do we have any home invasions? We don't have. It doesn't seem like we have a lot of those.
No, home invasions. We can get into the technical terms of what a home invasion robbery is versus a lot of people talk about home invasions, but they're actually talking about a burglary.
Yeah, somebody just comes in.
Somebody just comes in.
Yeah.
When they're not there.
Right. And that's a burglary.
That's a burglary. Yeah. A home invasion would be where you're in your home and somebody would then come into your home, you know, most likely armed and then take things from you at that point. So that's what would be more considered a home invasion. We don't have many home invasions in Reading.
Is that usually tied to something else?
It's usually, from my experiences, it's usually tied to those involved in narcotics or other illegal operations that they may be involved in, retaliation-type crimes, those sorts.
So, and most of us don't have to worry about that.
Correct.
Okay, so Walmart has just come out. And said that they're considering closing down some of their stores because of crime. And we've seen this in the past in several other national chains because of shoplifting, the smash and grabs that just come in San Francisco and other places. I believe the Walmart here several years ago said they had over $1 million a year or more lifted. And that was before the Props 57, or 56 and 57.
Correct.
Let's go to the phones. Rich, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I had a comment and then a question for the lieutenant. Lieutenant's probably not even aware of this. He's aware of the cameras, the license plate cameras around town. Anderson Police has them. City of Chester Lake, I believe, has them. The Carpenter case, I believe it was, in 2014, basically says that digital surveillance of the public is unlawful, unconstitutional, without a warrant or consent. Mr. Lieutenant's probably not even aware of that. So what I would like to ask the lieutenant to do is to please run that up his chain of command and get to the city attorney, and then come back on the air with an answer regarding these license plate cameras that the Supreme Court has already said are unconstitutional. So that's all I have today. Thank you, Carl.
You bet. I kind of got out of that the city of Reading doesn't have that.
There are license plate readers throughout the city of Reading
that we've utilized,
and that has been a whole process in itself, including conversations with our city attorney's office to have those installed with partnering with Reading Electric Utility. It was all through a fire mitigation plan. But that has all been vetted out through the city attorney's office.
So when I drive around town, it will pick up my license plate number?
There are some cameras strategically placed throughout the city, yes, that do. We do have license plate readers throughout the city.
And the purpose for that is?
It was for fire mitigation plan, for security, for REU power plants.
For power plants?
It's a surveillance, basically, to help assist if there's any sort of crimes occurring at REU power plants.
Oh, I see.
Or things like that. We can basically help identify suspects if something were to happen. We've used them in various types of investigations. They're very, very beneficial, extremely helpful. And there's multiple cities throughout the country that employ license plate readers.
Okay.
Not just here in Reading. It's been going on for quite some time.
I remember when they were looking for this. It was a crime. It was on Court Street. This woman raced up and down the street and hit this one car and caused death. I was told that there was something like 60 or 70 cameras that caught this. Not police cameras, not city cameras, but so many businesses have cameras that when you go to them and ask them, you know, can you look at their footage, and they give it up. There's just that many cameras along the streets now.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. I mean, we've solved a lot of crimes, and whenever we have a major investigation, we do canvases, and you would be surprised how many cameras there are throughout the city that are privately owned that we get great leads and great tips on that help solve our cases.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Terry.
Morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Great.
Good. Yeah, I didn't know. I just heard that when the caller called in and talked about that being unconstitutional, but I know there was at least 45 of those cameras, officer, that were put up from the city of Reading, and that was probably, I don't know, 3-4 years ago.
Yeah, it's been about three years or so, and I don't know the exact number.
Well, it could be almost 100, but I guess the thing is that I don't know if the city attorney even has the understanding of what the caller called in and said, if that is totally accurate, that's a violation of private rights. I mean, if there's a bad guy and he's doing something bad, and, you know, we can catch him, let's catch him. But when you're just taking pictures of everybody's license plate as they go by, and we know there's at least 50 of them, and that's about a 2016 position, this is getting a little bit like just a little bit too 1984 for a lot of us out here. So I think it would be good if somebody from the Sheriff's Department or even the city attorney would come on and explain, because it just so we have clarification.
For sure.
I'm not pointing a finger. I'm just saying that.
No, I understand, Terry. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? If there's a question, then our city attorney should be able to answer that.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, yeah. And, if he really knows the answer, but I'm sure we can even find private attorneys that would. But, yes, we should have somebody on the show, Carl. It'd be great for the folks.
Okay.
Just so we have clarification on it. You know, the police have a hard enough time. We don't need people pointing the finger at them for anything else. I mean, it's a lot of work out there, especially these days when it's hard, when you catch the bad guy to even keep in jail. So anyway, that's all I have to say, so thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye. Okay, hey, we need to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. We were just talking about Cypress Square. I've got to get down there this week and get my hair cut. And you know what? It's easy. Why? Because they work by appointments only. You give them a call at 530-244-9478. It's the only place I've had my hair cut since I moved in Redding. And I've never had a bad haircut there at Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. See what I mean? Go on down there, get a great haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. We'll be right back.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Maspada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
ShastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from ShastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's under the weather today, as are most of us who went down to the national finals. We all seem to have brought back a little flu with us. Oh, yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I tell you, all your tobacco needs right there. Finest walk-in humidor in Northern California by far. And if you're looking to buy some good cigars, or maybe that special pipe tobacco for Christmas, this is the place to go to. They're open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew. I'm here with Lieutenant Levi Soliday, heads up the patrol division at the Reading Police Department. And let's go to the phones. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. Hey, just want to know if anybody has said anything about the bear on Henderson Road.
The what?
The bear. There was a black bear on Henderson Road the other morning. I think it was Sunday morning.
No, and I didn't hear about it. I didn't hear about it this weekend, no.
Well, I talked to the neighborhood watch lady, and she didn't hear anything about it, but it was like probably three houses down from her house. It was on the road, and then I guess it went over the fence toward Near Pond. I just wondered if they were going to keep that open for people when the bear was running back there, but I didn't see anything. Anyway, she called Jason, Officer Jason, about it, or left him a message.
Okay.
But I haven't heard any more about it. I just wondered if you guys heard anything about it.
Oh, so it was right here in town then?
Henderson Road, right up the street from us here by the old drug house.
Oh.
2800.
Yeah, that's news to me. I hadn't heard about the bear this week. So, but it does happen, obviously. We've had several reports in the past about bears and other wild animals running around town.
Hey.
Yeah, I've heard about plaster up there, but I didn't know there were any down right here.
Just wandering around. It's Christmas time. You're shopping.
Yeah. Well, the bear might be looking for dog meat down there at the park. Hey, have a good day, fellas.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Dave. Bears. Do you ever get called on things like that? Bears,
oh, yeah.
And bears,
yeah.
And
mountain lions, bears. Yeah, we do.
What do you do then?
It just depends on the situation. Usually we get fish and wildlife officers involved and have them come out and I remember one of the times they trapped a bear over off of Churn Creek there by the fly shop. Mm-hmm. There was a culvert there that runs right next to I-5, and there was a bear in there that they had trapped one time. That was just a couple years ago. And then we've had mountain lions in town where we've had to dispatch years ago and that I was involved with. And, so it happens pretty frequently with all the great mountains around us. They're here.
And it's going to be, when they keep restricting the ways you can hunt.
Correct.
And then the food sources are coming closer to the city, so you're going to just see this more and more, I think.
Right. Especially with bears.
Yeah. And bears are cute, but they can kill you. So
that's a fact.
Before we took the phone calls, we were talking about Walmart getting ready to close down a couple other stores, or threatening to close their stores due to theft losses. What kind of impact do you see? When people can literally walk out with a big screen TV.
I know. It's super frustrating. And I know our local Walmart here has had problems with that in the past. And, it all comes back to kind of the store policy on what policies they employ with their loss prevention officers and what they allow them to do if they allow them to physically restrain a thief who's stealing from their business, or if they just let them walk out the door. A lot of that has to do with store policy. And if they choose to let them walk out the door, then it doesn't take long for that message to get sent to the criminal element. And like, well, we can go to this place and just walk in and walk out. And then it's very frustrating. It's unfortunate. And unfortunately where we are in this day and age with our current laws and our situation that we're dealing with, let's say we respond there and we arrest somebody for that and we take them to jail. That's a person that's not going to stay in jail. And it's just, it becomes super frustrating for everyone involved, including law enforcement who are dealing with these people over and over again.
You almost have to. I think there was one point they did the bundling when they'd have so many offenses, and then you kind of bundle them all together and bring them in.
Yeah, we do have some programs throughout the county that we've used.
Bundling. I hate that.
Where we have repeat offenders that we keep track of. So when they hit a, depending on the situation or the crimes that these specific people are involved in, after so many repeat offenses, we can we can work to hold those specific people yeah. longer in custody. But it's all circumstance dependent. But we do have, we call it the chronic offender program, where we basically sign people up for it. If they meet the criteria, we do our best to keep them in jail.
We signed you up for our program here.
And it's cooperation we have with the district attorney's office and yeah. the Shasta County Jail to help keep these people.
Well, you get somebody that breaks into homes 10, 15 times for businesses and right. all this. I mean, nothing's going to stop him. He's, the only thing he's getting is a citation or a free meal or something, and then he's back out again.
Right.
See? Okay. Let's go to the phones. Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking the call. Quick question for the lieutenant. Do we have any facial recognition cameras installed in Reading at this time?
Not that I'm aware of. We do not, the police department, use any facial recognition software.
Okay. There's nothing that you know of from the Homeland Security or anything like that at this point, right?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. Great. There's a rumor going around. I just wanted to check in with the expert.
Yeah, you
so
bet.
Thank you very much. God bless you all. Be safe, okay? And have a happy holiday, folks.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, too.
Thanks, Mom. I asked that question during break. Well, you know, well, do we have facial recognition? And that was the exact same answer was given to me. Going to the cameras.
Yes, the body cameras.
The body cameras themselves was not the problem, ever. It was the storage of all the material, all the redaction we're going to have to do and all that.
Correct.
And when do you expect that to start?
That program, we currently have a lieutenant who's heading up that program, and we're going to be testing some body cameras here in the next few weeks. I think mid-January, we're starting to test some body cameras with a select few officers. And then we're going to try to get that rolled out. I think the goal is by July 1, all the officers on the beats are going to be wearing body cameras.
Now, what are some of the drawbacks? I mean, I know, okay, the positives are, it tells what's happening and records that.
Correct. It depends on how you look at it. There's some of the drawbacks could be, I mean, it's limited technology in a sense. Even though we're wearing a body camera and let's say an officer is involved in a critical incident, sometimes that body camera isn't going to show what we all want it to show, or it's going to be, you know, it's just not going to depict what we want, or it's not going to work, or something along those lines may happen. There are some drawbacks to it technology-wise, but I think overall, in this day and age with, you know, how law enforcement is viewed across the country and all of that and what our officers are doing out there, I think it's going to be beneficial for our officers wearing them. They're going to have protections from that. It's going to dispel any, egregious complaints by citizens who come in and say our officers are being rude to them or had said something or something during an interaction.
Yeah,
and
sure.
We can go back and play that video for them and be like, well, no, actually that didn't happen.
And I've seen that, as many people have seen that, when
correct.
They said that they've been accused of something.
Right.
Now, the other thing, though, is that you have to redact so much. When I say redact, it doesn't mean of the incident, but all the people around there. You've got to blur faces and license plates. And
yeah, there's a lot of regulations around the redaction to that, and I'm not up to speed on all of that because
mm-hmm.
it's not my program in particular.
Right.
But there's third-party companies, if you will, that specialize just in redaction of video for law enforcement. So those are options that we're looking at and seeing how we're going to do that and how it's going to be best efficient for us as an agency and how we're going to employ all that.
And what I'm talking about is if you go into a house and you're looking for a person and you've got the footage of that person, but if there's kids in there or
right.
other people have nothing to do with this, yet their faces are also going to be on it. They have to be redacted out and all these other things.
Right.
Yeah.
Lots of regulations in that sense
yeah.
that we have
sure.
to, that each one of those incidents, have to be taken care of. So it's a lot of manpower and it's a lot of
plus
time.
The storage of it,
plus
the, and for how long do you keep it? All
right.
those things.
All those questions have to be answered.
Okay.
And policies and all of that sort.
I'm with Lieutenant Levi Soliday from the Reading Police Department, who is in charge of their traffic. Is that right?
Patrol division.
Patrol division. Okay, and we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, is happy to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those serving in the armed forces. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs and can help with colds, allergies, asthma, COPD, arthritis, pain, inflammation, long-haul COVID, and help restore taste and smell. Perfect for all ages. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave. You can book now at CapturingTheEssence.com. Again, CapturingTheEssence.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Bladen Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's down a little bit with, well, when I left, she was croaking at me. I think she said that. And, just text me later on. Good morning and welcome back. It's 8:50 in the morning here on December 7th. And today at 9:55, they're having a commemorative at the commemorative remembrance of December 7th at the Pearl Harbor Survivors Monument right in front of the county courthouse. That'll be at 9:55 this morning if you'd like to go and remember the 2,403 people that died that day and changed the world forever. We're with Lieutenant Levi Soliday and from the Reading Police Department, and let's go to the phones. Jimmy, good morning, buddy.
Hey, Carl. How's it going, bud?
How are you doing?
Hey, I live in America, and I got a job.
There you go. Doesn't get any better.
Hey, so I'm kind of really frustrated with our our DA, Stephanie Bridget, when they started building that courthouse, that new courthouse, I remember calling in and her saying, well, we need more administrative room or whatever she was talking about. And, you know, and she said, well, this, the money that we got wasn't allotted for jail space. But somebody out there, and I'm not really, I don't know how this works, but if they went after money for a new courthouse and all this administrative space, why couldn't they have gone after money for a jail, for beds, for places to put these people? Because I'm telling you guys, and everybody knows it, it's clear as a bell. You guys, or not you guys, but they are having people that are repeat offenders with, you know, 10, 15 cases going on. Well, of course you're going to need more administrative space because you have all that more load instead of putting these people in jail. If you had somebody break the law, burglarize somebody, usually they would go to jail. But now you have people, you know, just it's a revolving door. And, of course, they're going to have a giant workload now instead of getting a jail. And I think I'm disgusted with the DA and the former Board of Supervisors that got this going, that didn't build a jail.
When they had a chance.
What's that?
When they had a chance.
When they had a chance, exactly. Yeah. So now they have, you know, this brand-new courthouse with all the mod cons and their cushy couches, and they probably have a Starbucks in there. And we still have these people running amok in our town. So with that being said, I would like to ask the lieutenant what he would like to see happen with the new Board of Supervisors and the new city council. And I'd like to thank the lieutenant for his service and all the Reading PD and Shasta County Sheriff.
Okay, Jimmy. Thanks, buddy. Hey, Jimmy, have a great Christmas, buddy.
You too, Carl. Bye.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll talk on behalf of the jail situation and how frustrating that is for all of us, all of our law enforcement partners here, to include the district attorney's office and the sheriff's office, the Anderson Police Department, and all the agencies that take prisoners to the Shasta County Jail. We have friends that work at the jail, and they're really struggling with a lot of things over there. And unfortunately with, you know, the 80 beds that we currently have vacant, that's, I think it's 80, 85 beds or something like that, that has been shut down over the last few months, is really having an impact on our community. And the issue is there's lots of issues, and we could talk for days on this. But one of the biggest things that the jail faces is recruiting people to work there, and hiring staff to man the jail. It's a relatively low-paying job for a job that is not really that desirable to do, but it's needed. And, you know, recruiting issues are huge, not only for the jail, but for every law enforcement agency up and down this state and throughout this country. We are in a time right now where fewer and fewer people want to be in law enforcement, including working in jails. And until we fix the recruiting and hiring issues with the jail, and I know the sheriff is actively working on this to solve this problem or help come to a resolution, it's difficult and it is frustrating. And I totally understand where that caller is coming from with that, because we are just as frustrated too. Sheriff's officers are just as frustrated when, you know, the burglars that they arrest don't stay in jail, and it's unfortunate. And a lot of that has to do, there's a whole aspect of the state side of it where we're bound by state laws that have been passed that, you know, we have to house local prisoners who've been sent to state prison, like in our county jails. It just doesn't work. And these are the issues that we are now facing. And it's not just one agency that's going to fix this problem. It's a huge problem that needs cooperation from multiple entities, including the public, to figure out what we can come up with to change some of these laws back to holding people accountable, sending them back to state prison, freeing up jail space, hiring more people. All of those things need to happen. It's a complex issue that we just can't.
And at the same time, we're looking at the state closing down prisons,
right?
I.e., Susanville, and with these, like you said, we're holding people in jail, and we're taking people in our county jail that really should be in prison, and they should be in prison for years. Instead, they're here, and they're tutoring the next generation
for
on how to be a better criminal.
And I think people need to realize that's out of our control at the local level.
Yeah.
We don't have any real control with that, because these people need to stay in jail or prison, and we have to hold them there. Therefore, it's taking up the bed space for the repeat offender on the street that's committing the low-level thefts and the crimes that are making everybody upset. We can't keep those people.
So the new border supervisors, I think, have been that, from what I've read, that they want to start on a jail immediately as opposed to one down the road. I know what the sheriff would like to do with his idea on a mini beds on one level, that kind of thing, where the border supervisors are thinking of something like right now, built horizontally or built vertically instead of horizontally.
Yeah, and I think that's more of a conversation for the sheriff.
I don't want you into that. I'm just kind of
right.
If you know, telling what I have heard on it. But anyway, you look at it, we need 1,000 beds in this county, at least. And it would be nice if we had that tomorrow, but since we don't, what do you tell your young officers when they arrest somebody on the fifth time?
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's tough. You just got to keep them motivated, and you know, we all know that we're out there doing the right thing. And we're doing the right thing for the people in this community and our family who lives out there as well.
Yeah.
And you know, knowing that we're going out there, and if we're faced with this person now, who knows? Maybe there's a chance that this fifth arrest is going to somehow change that person's trajectory, and maybe they'll make some strides in a better way. I don't know, but those are kind of the positives. You have to kind of take the positives and look for the silver linings, if you will, on each individual situation, and just hope that maybe something's going to resonate with that person, and maybe this is the last time they're going to use drugs, or the last time they're going to get high and overdose. You know, sometimes it's those people just have to hit a breaking point, and maybe you're dealing with their breaking point, and you won't ever have to deal with them again. We can always hope for that, but those are the little things I think that you have to explain to the newer officers and these young guys who have not a lot of experience in that, but ultimately they will run across situations where they're arresting somebody for the last time, that person has actually decided, you know what, I'm going to change this. I'm going to change the trajectory of my life, and I'm not going to do this anymore. And it happens. It does happen. And that's what makes you feel good as more of a veteran officer, where you see some of that and you can relay some of those stories to your younger guys.
That's pretty cool. Huh. I mean, just thinking that maybe this is the last time. But you've seen it, so then you can pass that on to the next generation.
For sure.
Yeah, you may not believe it, guys, but you'll see it, that this just happened. They've hit the bottom, and you pulled them up out of that, and you put them in a place where they've said, okay, that was enough.
Yep.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much, Lieutenant, for being with us, Levi Soliday. And tomorrow, Trish Clark joins me along with Doug Jenke, and I can't wait to hear what their latest is on the conservative, real conservative side of the news. Everybody have a great day, and God bless America.
But I won't back down, gonna stand my ground.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.